Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Welcome to the New Testament, a Closer Walk in 1 Year podcast, brought to you by Walk Through the Bible. We invite you to join us every day as we read through the entire New Testament in 1 year with the help of devotional messages from esteemed theologians. For more Closer Walk free resources, including a weekly worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Practicing the presence of God by faith. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Matthew 28:20. Did you ever play hide and seek as a child? Sometimes someone hid so well that you never did find them, or sometimes you just weren't looking in the right place. When Jesus said he'd always be with us, he wasn't playing games, and he didn't mean maybe or sometimes. If you are a child of God, Jesus is already with you. Francis Havergal explores why some Christians tend to have trouble with this concept. Walk with Francis Havergal. Some of us think and say a good deal about a sense of his presence. Sometimes we rejoice in it. Sometimes we mourn because we don't seem to have it. We pray for it and measure our own position and that of others by it. One moment we are on the heights, then in the depths. We have gloom instead of glow because we are turning our attention upon the sense of his presence instead of the reality of it. All our disappointment vanishes in the simple faith that grasps his presence. For if Jesus says simply and absolutely, I am with you always, what have we to do with feeling or sense about it? We have only to believe it and to recollect it. And it is only by thus believing and recollecting that we can realize his presence. Today's New Testament reading is Matthew chapter 28.
Matthew 28. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. When the chief priests had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, "You are to say, 'His disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep.' If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always, to the very end of the age.
Jesus doesn't play hide and seek with us. He is always available, even when we don't feel that he is. And when you practice his presence by faith, you'll find that feeling will follow. Do you expect Jesus to go with you everywhere you go? Do you think about whether or not he'll be comfortable everywhere you take him? Jesus is not someone who lives in a box that you can take out on Sundays and put in storage the rest of the week. If you've invited him into your heart, he's there. He goes where you go, and that's something to think about. Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.